The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, it's the Sharks facing off against the team with the best record in the National Hockey League, the Winnipeg Jets. San Jose is 1-4 in their last five games, and they're definitely disappointed with the way that the last game turned out against the Utah Hockey Club on Saturday. Midway through the third period, San Jose took a 3-2 lead on a power play goal by Fabian Zetterlund.
Granlund fell to the ice. Kovalenko hit hard behind the net, but the Sharks recover it. Sent by Granlund to the point. Wallman, near side feet. Celebrini stops it. Throws it down low. Kovalenko's got time in front. Score! Fabian Zetterlund right in front of the goal, getting a beautiful feed from Kovalenko. That's a huge power play goal at the five-minute mark of the third period. And the San Jose Sharks take the lead 3-2 over the Utah Hockey Club. And how about Fabian Zetterlund? His 8-game goalless drought comes to an end.
But the hard-working Utah Hockey Club came back and tied it on a goal by Michael Carconi at 9:49 of the third. And then, in a 4-on-3 power play situation in the final minute of the third period, their captain, Clayton Keller, got the game winner.
Now Gunther steps into the circle, wins the draw. Schmaltz, right wing corner, has it. 53 seconds remaining in the game. Sergachev, who had that goal taken away, gives to Keller on the right circle. He holds it. The captain shoots. Score! Clayton Keller, a power play goal for Utah with 43.8 seconds remaining in the game, 4-on-3. And that quiets the crowd here at the tank as Utah takes the 4-3 lead.
So what's the next step for the San Jose Sharks? After that performance on Saturday, William Eklund put it pretty succinctly. Because of what happened, head coach Ryan Warsofsky put the team through a tough practice yesterday, and he says that the work day was really important to get ready for this tough week.
Yeah, for sure. I think, obviously we've had some games here in Carolina, and obviously bounced back in St. Louis, and then last night, the other night there against Utah, where we should be getting points in those games. And we need to learn that as a group, and it starts in our practice with our habits and our details and how hard we compete and how long, if we execute. And that's what really it's came down to here as of late in the third period. So that's what it was all about.
There's no doubt that the Sharks could have won two of their last three games, but unfortunately they've only won one of them. Still, defenseman Jan Ruda, who's won a couple of Stanley Cups in his career, says he sees progress in this club.
Yeah, I mean, there's still a lot of growing pains, but as a team, we're playing much better than we did at the start of the year or last year, so that's definitely positive, but I think we're getting to a point where we can just look at playing well. We also need to start looking at winning those games, because there's been a lot of games this year when we went into the third with the lead or tie game, and we let those games slip away. So I think overall we're playing much better than we did last year or at the start of the year, but also there's that next step that we really need to make in order to pick up points and be higher in the standings.
Ruda adds that given the fact that the Sharks lost 8-3 to Winnipeg back in October on the road, they've got something to prove to this team with the best record in the NHL tonight in this building.
I mean, the last game was pretty ugly for us at the start of the year. So they're a good team, but I think we've grown as a team. So I hope it's going to be a completely different game, and we're finally at home. So give fans something to cheer about.
Winnipeg is 4-1-1 in their last six games, including a victory over the Montreal Canadiens, which was a bounce-back game from an overtime loss at home to Vegas. William Eklund sees tonight's game as an opportunity to push Winnipeg back to the brink and recover from the Sharks' disappointing loss.
Obviously, we know they're a good team, and we are a really good team, too. And if you stick to our game and play good, we're going to have a chance to come up with those guys.
The Teal Report will continue in just a moment after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
I myself am a bit of a hybrid. I like to couch surf, but I also like to surf surf. I'm a homebody, but I also love a good camping trip. So I drive a Toyota hybrid. With pickups, sedans, and crossovers, Toyota makes fuel-efficient hybrids for any lifestyle, like the versatile RAV4 and its stylish looks and adventurous spirit, or the comfortable, spacious Camry, now standard as a hybrid. Want that hybrid life? Go get it in a Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
William Eklund.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood!
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Classic shoots, and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Scores.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Some news from the NHL involving the Sharks today as the morning ended. Sharks coach Ryan Warshawski was fined $25,000 for what was termed inappropriate conduct during the NHL game against the Utah Hockey Club on Saturday. Warshawski wasn't talking too much about the fine.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into, you know, what happened. We're moving on. Emotional sport, and we got to move on, get ready for tonight.
The Sharks coach has been fined before in the American Hockey League, and he says that whenever it happens, you have to reflect on it and learn from it.
Something that I'm trying to get better at and be, you know, that's kind of who I am at the same time. I'm passionate. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. Sometimes it gets the best of me. But at the end of the day, I'm going to have our players back, and that's not going to change. Do I wish I used different words or whatnot? But at the end of the day, we're all in this together as a group. Myself, the coaches, the trainers, the equipment staff, the players, and I'm going to have our players back well as long as I'm here.
Most importantly, Warshawski says that respect from the officials and the rest of the league is something that has to be earned.
I don't know if we're there yet, to be honest, and that's not against the officials. That's just, you know, where this organization's been the last few years of, you know, but I think it's starting to turn. I think we're starting to get respect back in the National Hockey League. For the most part, most of the year we've been pretty competitive. We've worked extremely hard. Obviously, some games we need to continue to learn from and get better in situations. But you know, I don't think it's fully there yet. You know, and I don't think that's from the official standpoint. It's from the whole league. But I think it's gotten better.
For tonight's game, the Sharks head coach had some thoughts on improvements that are needed to get a victory against the team with the best record in the NHL.
For us, it starts with our breakouts.
Yeah.
If we're executing our breakouts and we're connected and we're coming out clean and through the neutral zone, we usually have some pretty good success. You know, if we struggle with our breakouts and we start icing pucks and flips to the middle of the ice with no support, it's going to come right back at us and they're going to transition quick, just like every good team does. So we got to be physical, we got to defend with a purpose, and we got to be committed to it. The big thing is we can't play to survive. We got to play to win, and that's been the message this morning. Is we got to be on the attack and we got to play, and that's our mindset of every guy believing in that. That we're going to win the hockey game. You know, I think if you start thinking just to survive, you wait for bad stuff to happen, and that's what we've seen here in third periods as of late, so we've got to change that mindset.
Sharks leading scorer Mikael Granlund has moved around the last several games with different line mates. For the Sharks head coach, it's all for one reason.
Trying to get some balance in our lines. Obviously, the chemistry is a big part of it. and we need to get some chemistry going. I thought Mac's line was good with Covey and Tove the other night, so we'll keep them together. And, you know, I think we can kind of move things around here as the game goes on, being at home, getting away from matchups. Obviously a really good team in Winnipeg, so that was kind of the thought process behind it.
Alexander Georgiev gets the start in goal for the Sharks for the first time in front of the home crowd. And on the other side of the ice, it's one of the league's best, Connor Hellebuyck. Join us for all of the exciting action starting at 7 o'clock Pacific time. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.